Hi.
Oh.
Welcome to Smosh Mouth. I'm Shane.
Hi, and welcome back to Smosh Mouth. I'm Amanda, and...
Hi.
Okay.
Welcome back to Smosh Mouth.
This is Chance.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
And this is Chance. And today, we are talking all about this year, 2023. It's coming to a close.
Mm-hmm.
It's the holiday season. It's almost Christmas.
And we want to do a full recap of the biggest moments, the dumbest moments, the worst moments of 2023, whether that's Smosh or on the internet.
Yeah.
In our lives.
Our journeys this year, because it's been both a long year, but it also feels like one of the shortest years of my life.
So quick.
It feels
so fast.
Super quick. But also, I think back on like March, and I'm like, that was
years ago.
That was 5 years ago.
That was, yeah, a million years ago.
Real quick, just for you and your own life, your own personal journey, mm-hmm. How was this year?
This year was wild for me. I mean, I got married.
Holy shit.
Oh, that's crazy.
I got married this year.
Okay.
Which is intense.
Okay, boring.
Boring.
Okay, lame.
I got married. I went on a honeymoon.
Where did you go on a honeymoon?
Well, we called it a mini moon, but it was 10 days.
That's not mini,
girl. A mini moon.
We drove through Northern California.
That's cool.
Did
you do Redwoods?
We did. We went up to Humboldt.
You took the one?
We went up to Humboldt. We went up to Monterey Bay. We went up to wine country. We went into some mineral baths in Vichy.
The one is the road that goes all the way along the beach.
Yes. But remember, we went in May, and that was when the heavy rains were. So Big Sur, the one, was completely closed.
Oh, no.
So we're parts of the one that we couldn't do. But we did do Cambria.
Do you see them seals that are always farting?
Yeah, we saw the farting seals.
Is that the elephant seals?
Yeah.
That's
and
so cool.
We went to Hearst Castle. That was my first time.
Hearst Castle?
You know the movie Citizen Kane?
Yeah.
Is based on William Hearst.
I don't know that. I'm not a huge nerd.
William Hearst is one of the first guys to start the newspaper. That's not a good fact.
The newspaper.
He started one of the biggest newspapers, and he took over his dad's cattle farm. He's the guy who had the mansion literally architect built by one woman. Like, literally, she didn't build the whole thing, but she was the architect genius behind everything that is Hearst Castle. Hearst Castle is right by Cambria. It used to have zebras and peacocks and all these... crazy animals on the land. Now it's like a park.
And he hunted them?
He didn't hunt them, no.
Oh. No, he hunted people.
Oh.
But no, he would have huge parties in his castle because his castle was all different parts of like chapels, Roman Empire, all brought in from different parts of the world and basically puzzled together in this huge castle. He has a pool made out of little pieces of gold. It is the most insane thing.
I've never heard of
William
this.
Hearst. Citizen Kane is about him, and he used to have big parties with Charlie Chaplin.
And this is Northern California.
Yeah, so this is Cambria.
I don't know where Cambria is.
It's central. So Cambria is right on top of Big Sur, north of Pismo Beach.
So just kind of in a random location.
It's on the coast. It's a random location, but it was where his great grandfather had a dairy farm, and there's lots of stories about him. He basically jump started one of the biggest female silent acting careers.
Cool.
What was her name? Mimi? Mimi? Anyways, we went on a tour through it, and what was great. We use the term newlyweds 24/7, so we got free shit all the time.
Oh,
I still try to use it, but some people are like,
"I can." You can. There's a
different
energy.
Have the glow.
Yeah,
yeah.
And so we did the tour, and normally it's like 100 people on a bus. And Guardi really wanted to see it because he loves architecture. The woman gave us a hint. She's like, you know, if you do the one 10 minutes after the normal time, there's no one on that tour. So we got a private tour.
Wow.
It was sick. You should go.
That's awesome.
By one of his descendants?
No, that would be insane.
That would be cool, though.
That would be insane. No, by this woman who was literally like a mini Helen
Mirren?
No, who's the woman who was in Succession? Anyways, this is now just going off. The one who talks like this, who's in Succession.
I love her. She doesn't talk like that.
Anyways.
So you went on your mini moon.
So, yeah. Marriage, mini moon. My husband is now a citizen.
Woo!
In the U.S.
Bravo.
Which is huge. So that means he can get his passport, and I'm very proud of him. And
ooh, what's the first place you're going to go out of the country with him?
I don't know.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Maybe
Mexico
City. Maybe Mexico City. I really want to go to Portugal.
Cool.
Okay.
I really want to go to Ireland.
There's a lot of places.
Italy.
There is a lot of places you could go.
So those are my biggest things that have happened this year. But I just feel like there's more. Oh, other than Smoshmouth.
That's true.
Smoshmouth is
also
huge.
Can you believe this didn't start till halfway through the year?
Halfway through the year, and we are on episode 27.
This is 26.
We're on episode 26 and...
Or the 26th week of doing it. It might be episode 25 or something. I don't know the exact number, but...
It's up there.
We've been doing it for a while now.
So my career has shifted and also,
You went to a wedding.
I did go to a wedding.
Two weddings?
I went to one wedding. I went to Kimmy's wedding, which was really cool.
Oh, yeah. Kimmy got married right after me.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a lot of that. My year was interesting. I think this year, I started off this year with a lot of determination. It's been a bit of a journey because I started off this year like, okay, this is the year where I'm going to get my shit together. Mm. And it was one of those like on a very personal level of like just my commitment to things and persistence. And I made a bunch of calendars and things of like, okay, I'm going to form new habits this year. I got really perfectionist and I started off and I was really diligent about it. And I held to resolutions longer than I ever have.
Okay.
But I also found myself having a bit of a struggle then like months in where I'm like, wait, I've been really consistent with all this, but I also found myself like, oh, am I giving in to my perfectionism by doing this every day? By like am I doing this out of want and desire, or am I doing this out of like this feeling of obligation and that I need to accomplish something in order to feel happy? And so that was kind of the whole splits journey this year. And I was really truly doing it, and I have fallen off a little bit on specifically the splits, not on stretching and stuff. Like
both metaphorically.
Yeah, and physically. But I don't know. So I was struggling with that, but I really stuck with it. And I'd say overall this year, I have stayed committed to things more than ever. It was tough because the first half of the year felt like one year, and then the second half of the year felt 100%. Like a completely different
completely.
Year.
There was a like, divide.
And what's also weird about this year is the first half of this year, although was really fun here at Smosh, it was a time that I don't know if you guys saw or knew, but behind the scenes, I was like, I don't know if this job is going to be around much longer. I was just like, I am feeling like struggling a little bit. We are really proud of the work we're doing, but we're just not seeing the results.
Yep.
And it was just very like murky of the like messages I was getting behind the scenes where I'm like, what's going on? What's happening? What's going on with Mythical? You know,
pre-Anthony buyout was a totally different year.
So there was like the weeks leading up to Anthony coming back where I didn't know Anthony was returning. I didn't know about the news.
Yeah.
But Ian kind of was like he was being kind of weird because obviously
he was being kind of weird.
He knew what was about to happen, but we didn't.
Yeah.
So he was trying to keep it secret.
Yeah.
And I truly thought that we were about to go under again.
I thought we were too.
I was like, okay, this is the end. And so also I think a lingering thought in my head the first half of this year was like, what should I do? What should my plan be? Like what should I be planning on doing moving forward? Where should I go with my career?
It was so intense
all the time. And I couldn't stop thinking about that all the time.
I 100% was doing the exact same thing. I'm like Googling, who are the Try Guys? Can I be a Try Guy?
Is Mr. Beast hiring?
Yeah.
But then the news broke. And I had been so in that mind space of like, I'm screwed. That even when Anthony returned, that there's that footage of him walking in and telling us, you can tell on my face that I still am in that zone where I'm kind of like, oh, but I was still like, what?
Yeah.
And then it wasn't until like a couple weeks after where I suddenly was like, oh, shit. Like,
back.
This is better than ever. And this has truly been, like, these past couple months have been Smosh at a peak that
Smosh
I have
prime.
Not experienced. It is Smosh prime.
Agree.
And truly, like, you know, views don't matter to an extent of what we are creating matters, that what we make is what we're proud of and that we're having fun doing it. But the success of the channel and the audience that we're reaching and how much we're entertaining our audience does matter. You know, it is still a business. And so to know there's a comfort level of like, okay, people are really loving what we're watching and we're reaching more audience and we're gaining subscribers. It does make you feel secure.
Mm-hmm.
And then that security allows you to take bigger risks.
Yeah.
And you're going, okay, great, let's try crazier
that's
stuff.
That's so true.
And that's where I feel like we're in a place where we're really taking risks and we're having fun. And we're having fun on a level that we've never had before. And so this year's been weird in that way.
Yeah.
So that...
It's been split.
That, yeah, it feels like two different years. So the first half of the year was one thing. Second half of the year was another one. But it has been a personal journey, and but there are a lot of things I'm proud of myself this year that I feel I've accomplished.
Mm-hmm.
But Chance.
Yeah.
Your year.
Tell us.
I also felt the divide. I started off the year so committed to my goals, and I think halfway through this year, I had the realization that I have made habits out of the things that I needed to make habits out of.
Yeah.
Which is really cool.
What
yeah,
do you
like,
mean?
Do you have an example?
Like, I'm going to go to the gym 5 times a week.
Yes.
And if I don't, I'm going to feel not bad for it, but be like, oh, you missed. And I'll be like, oh, I didn't even think that, like, I missed. It was like, oh, I have to go. And, like, it's like, kind of like the obligation that you were talking about.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel bad for breaking it. I'm just like, it's okay.
Right.
You can miss a day. You're
right.
Okay. You're not going to be
right.
punished.
You're just
for
more
that.
Intense on those goals.
Just more intense on those goals.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, they're just not even goals. They're just like, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
Like, that's the standard.
I do. Like I said, I didn't complete the splits. I have stretched more this year than I think I stretched in like the past 5 years combined.
So good for you.
It's
I know.
So good
the problem,
for you.
The problem simultaneously, as we've already discussed on this podcast, is I also have gotten to some of the best shape of my life. Like, I have been working out harder than ever.
Mm.
Part of it was for Anthony's funeral roast. I was like, okay, I'm going to be the chosen in this vampire gear. I want to try to bulk up for this because I think that'd be fun. And I did gain weight for it. Like, I genuinely got into good shape for it, but that simultaneously fucks up your flexibility because you're kind of packing it on. But I think in a lot of ways I have committed in a lot of ways that I hadn't in previous years. And so you're working out 5 days a week.
So I'm working out a lot. I took a couple sober months.
That's
very
fantastic.
Good.
I did that too.
Yeah, you did.
Nice.
Right. We were never on
great.
The same. I don't think we were ever on the same month.
It was more like springtime that I took I took like 2 months off.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I did feel incredible.
Yeah.
And yes. So
yeah.
Sorry.
That's
go on.
So
I keep interrupting you because I keep relating.
You're totally fine. I also said this year. I said for this 2023, I was not going to any weddings. And I only went to two.
Oh, only went to two.
Before I went to six.
You went to six
the
year before, but also
insane.
Your outfits
every
were serving.
Every single wedding had a different outfit completely. The suit, the bow tie,
yes.
The shoes, every single
you
one.
You went to a wedding in Miami?
Yeah.
Texas?
This year I only went to Guatemala and Laguna.
Only.
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 So you went to Miami, Texas.
Miami, Texas. Texas twice. Dallas and Austin. I went to...
Hey, yeehaw.
Yeehaw. Chicago.
Okay, but this year you went to Guatemala.
This year I went to Guatemala and Laguna. Where'd I go?
Oh my God.
That's pretty cool.
Gorgeous.
Guatemala
a lot of
cool.
crazy
big
places.
Weddings?
Oh,
small?
Somewhere random in a lake fucking... Not
Mead.
Not Lake
Tahoe.
Mead. No, it was in like Wisconsin or some shit.
Oh, Lake Superior?
No, it wasn't a big one. It was just
Finger
random.
Lakes?
I won't think of it right now.
A shitty lake.
So those are your... Are those the goal? The goals are your kind of like biggest,
wedding?
Exciting.
Yeah. Oh, I had my own wedding for my birthday party.
Yes.
Oh shit.
That's right. I married.
You got
myself.
Married to yourself.
So married life has been great.
Yes, you got married to yourself.
I did, and
what
I recommend it for everyone because I went
think?
To so many weddings.
So you were like, I'm going to marry myself
for
now.
My birthday party in May, Gemini. I was like, I'm gonna marry my I'm gonna marry myself, and I'm gonna make all my friends come to my fucking wedding.
Fuck yeah.
Sweet. We had rehearsal dinner the night before.
Oh,
I love that.
That's
I
actually amazing.
Snatched in my dress.
Yeah, I saw a picture.
That's really awesome.
Shane, did I look good in my dress?
Yeah.
Yeah, you look snatched.
You didn't say anything.
sorry. Yeah, you look
snatched.
You look snatched.
Damn. Okay, that's amazing. So those are like our big parts of the year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should we go to kind of our like
side chicks?
Should
we go to our side chicks?
Yeah.
Which we don't really want to talk about, but they're there.
Oh, that's funny. No. Yeah, we don't want to talk about them, but they are there.
Side chicks. SAG was on a strike for about 5 months, and people were on picket lines. Fran Drescher sent me a voicemail every single month.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
And like, okay, thanks,
it's
Fran.
Funny because I didn't feel the results of the strike like other people did. Mm-hmm. Because it made, I feel like our content, we were like not really affected.
Yeah,
we still get to be super creative.
Yeah.
And on live shows, you get to work with a lot more people who aren't usually there. Mm-hmm. And so like at the live theater that we do shows at, me and Angela, we got to see like a lot of celebrities like come and do shows and play with us that are never like they're alumni of the theater, mm-hmm. but they don't come back anymore. Really,
there's a plus side to the strike. There I feel is. Like there was more artists out there who were like, yeah. I want who reminded you that they still love to perform and they yeah. still love seeing audience members and they still want to go out there and perform. Yeah. And yeah. I love that about this city because the theaters are so accessible.
Yes.
In that sense. You know,
if you live in LA and you're not going to comedy shows, you're doing something wrong.
I kind of agree with you on that because there's just so
I mean, it's
so
the comedians
much,
that you see on TV and you get to see them in a live right fucking there. Show right there.
Yes.
And don't you don't break the bank going to a show.
Yes.
What?
I used to go to improv shows every week. I haven't gone much because I've.
That's too much.
Because I'm tired.
You're tired.
I'm tired. I'm like, I get done with this, and I'm like, do I want to go
yep.
all the way there and see a
it's
show?
Hard.
I mean, it would be once I'm there, it's really fun.
It's a yeah. commitment. But. It's a commitment. I think if you are already doing improv outside, you're already like, oh, I'll go to your show, or like, I'm already there, or like, I feel like.
Actually, any city. Mm-hmm. If you live in any city, there's probably improv.
I was curious,
definitely.
Though.
Definitely.
There definitely is.
I feel like it could be even more fun
yes.
to see in other cities. I'm so curious. Definitely let us know in the comments if you've gone to comedy shows or improv shows in what your city is
yeah.
and what the show was like.
Yes.
Because yeah. I'm so curious like what an improv show in friggin' Arkansas is like.
Sure.
But I mean, you know, you think about it. This is the tough thing. Is sure. that if people are really into improv and comedy where they yeah. want to do it professionally, yeah. they are probably going to move to one of the cities where that's like a big industry.
But there's so many people that probably don't, and they're probably so good, well, and mm-hmm. they just do improv in Arkansas. You don't.
Well, something I think yeah. about too is like if I ever am like, oh, I am done doing this as a career,
mm-hmm.
but I still love performing.
Yeah.
I still want to do comedy.
Mm-hmm.
If I lived in some other state, I would still probably join a theater and do it and go all out because I'm like, yeah, it's not, there's no stakes anymore. I'm
and
just doing this for
would
fun.
Be like, this show was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, I would want to go insane
yeah.
Mm-hmm. on it. I think that'd be a blast. I wonder how many people are getting into performing in that way now that social media is like how it is.
Mm.
You know, where you can just kind of perform on your phone all the time and reach a wider audience. I don't know. Like,
I feel like
are we
social
seeing...
media took over and people were like, theaters are dead. I remember feeling like theaters were dying. I don't know when that was. Well, definitely during COVID. But like, I remember that feeling and feeling really nervous about that. But I think it's made a comeback in a way of like, people are on social media. Yes, they can perform there, but now they want to see them in person.
They want to see them in person.
People on social media come to perform. And also, yeah. I think it's very clear when you are on social media in front of your camera to go see them in person and see what they're like, because I think it's
100%.
Different. It completely 100%. Is a different.
Oh, totally.
Some people cannot carry over. They do not translate from their phone to the live stage.
They
it's like,
can't.
Oh.
And when they do and they translate and they kill it, you're like, you are a fucking god.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Some people cannot translate.
Yeah.
And
it's really exciting when you see the people that do.
Yeah.
I saw one that didn't. And
this is their worst moment of the year.
Yeah, this is their worst moment.
Yeah.
They do impressions, and they had a segment in a live show, and it just, they couldn't get it. They couldn't wheel you into the impression. They couldn't set up the stakes. So and so it just did not work for them.
It's brutal. I think a lot of people rely on multiple takes, edits, like music cuts. And I think that's why I love live theater, because you cannot hide.
No.
You cannot edit. And you really have to push outside of your comfort zone. I think that type of training is the best.
Or you hire a director. You're like, I have this segment. I can pay you this much money. Like, can you direct me? Because I can't see what I'm doing because I'm doing the thing.
But I think views give them a boost of confidence.
Yeah, and they don't have...
Views are immediate,
validation.
Validation. And it gives them that confidence. And I think, yeah.
It's such a different thing, though, because on TikTok, not only can you edit and do as many takes of one post, but a lot of TikTokers, I mean, this is the case from my TikTok and stuff, you just kind of keep posting. It's like, oh, that didn't hit, whatever. The next one might. The next one might. Oh, you can have a bunch of duds in a row, and then you have the one that hits, and everyone's like, oh my God, you did that thing. That's awesome. Whereas when you go do a live show, it's like, if not only if it the whole thing doesn't hit, but it's like, oh, you might hit for 5 minutes straight, and then if you have a minute of dead, that's awful.
Like,
it's
feels it's like
high
an
pressure.
Eternity.
Performing in front of a live audience is fucking rough.
But I will say those moments of silence are what you need to build up your character. Like, you need an entire audience of people where you think it's going to kill and it doesn't, and they do not laugh. It sucks. It feels awful. But we need that as performers, because then we stop performing for laughs. Then you actually just perform for that feeling deep inside that you know you're like, I'm fucking clicked in. And I think that people miss out on that. I think that people are so hungry for the laughs when it's actually
sometimes,
like, don't fucking feed off the laughs right now. You
and sometimes
feed off the energy.
That silence just tells you that one didn't work. And that's okay.
Or they're listening.
Or they're listening. But sometimes it's that one didn't work.
Or usually it's that one didn't work.
Yeah. And or I didn't communicate that joke correctly. There's probably a better way to get to the place that I'm trying to get you to.
Exactly. And I love the friend that goes, it's because they're listening. And you're like, no, it didn't.
No, it's not.
I think, though, that's something I feel like that Chosen and Sarah Christ episode we did a few weeks back. There were moments when we were doing it where I was like, you're not trying to make me laugh. You're not trying to say something funny. You are just fully locked in on this character, and you're just living right now.
It's my favorite place to be, and I can't tell myself to get there. Something happens. I like push through a point of where I shut down the chatter, and then something happens where I click in. And I don't even know. I'm just there.
Oh my God, maybe it's like a past life and she's just like taking over.
Oh,
probably.
Yeah.
I love that. Or future life.
Oh.
I mean, most of my characters are like different versions of me. But when I did my solo show, that's what it was about. It was about because I have a lot of, I get kind of controlling over my work and how good it needs to be. And my solo show was all about trying to release control. So I just would force myself to do characters based on what the audience chose for me. And many times I wouldn't get laughs and I had to fucking just keep going.
Yeah.
And when I had those moments where I was so tapped in, I literally didn't even need to think about the character. All the thoughts were coming to me because my brain was like, you good? Here you go. All the character ideas. And that it's the best feeling I could ever have. It's like that tapped in, like I'm in. I'm so in. I'm so present right now. And I can't even hear the laughs.
Yeah.
Because I'm so just cushy in this character.
I was trying to, and I was very inspired by it in the moment in that episode, but also just thinking about it with my character, The Chosen, I realized, like, sometimes when I'm doing that character, I'm like, I'm not feeling as, like, it's hitting that hard right now. And I think it's moments where I'm trying to be funny. And then it just loses all its steam. The point of, like, when my characters are at their best is when I'm like, oh, it's not a joke. I'm dead serious. This is real life, and I'm in this.
That is the definition of a character.
It's such a cartoonish character, but I'm like, no, I'm fully what's really going on. And then you're just living it and you're role playing as it.
And that's what's funny.
And it becomes so fun. And then it's actually so funny because you're like, wait, you're not serious, are you? It's like, yeah, I am.
Yes.
And that's what's funny.
They believe, you know? They believe, they are literally living and breathing as that character. That is what me, Amanda, is personally laughing at. I don't, yeah. I struggle to laugh at the jokes where I go, huh, clever. I'm not really laughing.
I'm not laughing.
I laugh when someone is so deep, it's truth.
That was you as Mr. Peanut.
Yes.
That's my favorite character you've ever
you
played.
You as Mr. Peanut is so
did
good.
Did we? 100%. Holy shit.
What?
You know what I just occurred to me?
What?
That was a year ago?
We wrapped, we were still filming Baff Legacy this year.
No fucking way.
Yes.
In March. In February.
We were
our year of Smosh, year. I will say.
We were filming that into this year. How crazy.
Our year of Smosh has been so wild. Like, I would say the highlights for me in Smosh, genuinely, would be D&D.
Yeah.
Smosh Mouth. And literally getting to know you and Angela and Arasha, like, so much more. Mm. I felt like VidCon just made us go,
100%.
Like,
so oh, 100%. Oh, my God, I forgot about VidCon.
I know, because the year is the longest.
It is crazy to think back. At the beginning of this year, I hardly knew. I think I had gotten a chance to know you more than anyone else.
Yeah.
Because you started to, like, come around last, like, a year and a half ago. But I feel like I look back to the beginning of this year and I'm like, I didn't really know Angela or Arasha that well. Mm. But it's crazy because now I feel like I know them so well.
Yeah.
But it's been like, it's been such an intense.
They also
like,
found their identities within Smosh.
I mean, Angela, I feel like. Angela and Arasha, but like in such different ways.
Yeah. It was definitely Secret Sith that got Arasha her.
Arasha
and Let's Do This.
Nice. And then what was Angela's?
Cat food.
It was cat food, probably.
Cat food,
I feel like. That was just like the beginning.
And people were like. Ah.
And then it was just up from there. Yeah.
What was yours? Mr. Peanut?
No.
But that wasn't this year.
No, I actually do think D&D and was
I
really
think
where
Baff
people
and D&D.
Saw. Yeah, I think Baff Legacy and D&D. Yeah. People really started to see how much you commit to those types of games and how serious you are about them in a good way. I just think overall it's a general thing.
Yeah.
And how you guys work with each other. The dynamics nowadays are so funny. I mean, you and Angela, it's like, I love how it's the when people will comment Angela, and we know that it's in your voice.
Yeah, you can hear it.
Like, it's like, Angela. Like,
it's so funny, the disappointment.
It's so true. Yeah, those are my top favorite things of, like, the Smosh year. Yeah. What about you?
Does VidCon count?
VidCon counts.
VidCon definitely counts.
That was your first VidCon.
That was a journey.
That was my first VidCon. It was like summer camp.
And it was also the first VidCon in a why. No, yeah. Or no, it wasn't the first VidCon.
Summer camp in a hotel, though.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, all of our rooms are like adjacent, close to each other, and then there's all the lobbies and get all that free shit and do all those fun things.
It's a pretty cool vibe.
Activities.
It's a fun time.
And then at 5 o'clock, it's happy hour and everybody starts drinking.
Yep.
There's other YouTubers there, and you're just like, who are these crazy
people?
It's
so fun. The rooms are my favorite at VidCon. Yeah.
The rooms are, oh my God, I have a jaw drop. I'll tell you at the end.
All right.
Tell us at the end.
Okay. Yeah, it's been a crazy year, man.
What are your tops?
Top
for
moments
Smosh?
From this year? I will say the show is gone, and I highly recommend people to go back and watch this series, but Let's Do This did have a couple just things
I
was like,
Let's Do This.
This is psychotic.
They were so
and
dumb.
I think it was fun because I was like, at that time, this is earlier this year, I was like, it doesn't feel like this is all working, but
I was in Courtney's car in a tarp fun. Trying to eat mac and cheese.
Let me tell you, it was so much fun.
We were
so
having some of the most fun was being had at the beginning of this year, despite the fact that behind the scenes, some of us were kind of like, this is probably coming to a close soon.
I think there's a causality
there. That contributes
to it. Yeah,
it was.
We were like, okay, fuck it.
We're just
going to
have some of the most fun we're going to have.
We're having so much
fun. But since Anthony returned and I think we are just being a little crazier, I do think some of the best work we've ever made is happening. And something that I am really personally proud of is like Sniper Chess was a dumbass pitch that I was like, I just threw it to Alex and Spencer, and I was like, we should do this on the games channel. What if we played chess, but two people had dart guns, and they're trying to shoot pieces off, and you just have to keep playing the game of chess, and we're like, let's do it. And then we actually turned it into a really fun episode, and it was really stupid. And it was great.
I love it.
And then, like, we have, like, the Love is Blind episode.
Love is Blind.
Like, every episode we're putting out is crazy.
I also think that this year, since so much crazy stuff happened and, like, obviously life things happened, I really think that we have really sunken into our personalities and our POV mm-hmm. on who we are in the channel. Mm-hmm. Like, I feel like before when we were doing main channel, now that main channel is just Ian and Anthony, now that we get to do like games and pit, it's not a script. It's just our personality. So yeah. Now I feel like it's like when people look at our cast, they're like, oh yeah, I see how all of them fit,
yeah.
how all of them mesh.
Yeah.
And I love that.
It's so weird because now when I'm playing games with my friends, it feels like Smosh sometimes, and I'm like, wait, this is not who I am on Smosh. I can be a different person with my friends.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I have a jaw drop that I don't think will make your guys' jaw drop, but maybe it'll make fans' jaw drop.
Oh.
It's not that great, but it just made me think of one.
Yeah.
But it's also made me, working here has made me so good at like Quiplash.
Oh, stupid board games.
If we play a stupid board game, I'm gonna win.
Also,
I'm gonna, like, there's not even gonna be competition.
You feel like you go and hang out with, like, I feel like one time I hung out with my friends and we had wine after a Smosh day, and I was like, bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah,
like,
oh,
you're above,
yeah.
And they're like, your energy is way too high, and I'm like, oh, whoops.
I have a question, because I think Smosh has primed me for this. I think I can handle, like, roasts and just, like, shit-talking, because it's just part of what we do here.
Yeah.
I think if I went to the East Coast, to, like, Boston and stuff, I don't think I'd be too phased by just talking to random people.
You would not be phased at all.
They'd throw shit my way, and I'd just be like, oh, yeah,
in
like,
fact,
cool.
I think that you would enjoy Boston, because I think what people don't understand, like, every time I bring H there, he's like, oh, I love it here, because I feel like I feel so seen. Because I think what people get confused is Boston people are just direct.
Yeah.
They cut through all the passive aggressive shit, and they're just very direct. And Boston people actually say hi and smile on the street. Whereas in California and LA,
nobody
says hi or smiles.
No.
Whereas Boston, they're like, hey, how you doing? They actually are really fucking kind and loving. They're just very direct. So in a way, it's like, wow, I can't believe you said that. But yeah. I love it because I'm like, ugh, at least I don't have to wonder.
True.
Or at least I don't have to sit in that weird passive-aggressive silence.
Yeah.
I actually think that you would really like Boston, but I think that you'd be a little stunned in the beginning. Mm. You'd be like,
oh,
because the bartender
shit.
Doesn't give a fuck if he's making your day. He's like, what do you want? What can I get for you?
See, I like a bartender like that.
Me too. And then
I don't
then,
want a bartender to be.
And then the moment they realize you're in, they're like, oh, okay, he can handle my shit talking. Let me tell you about this very fancy place. Do you want to come over? I can give you a ride. Like, they'll give you whatever you need.
Cool.
It's like this.
That's not me. That's not for me.
You don't like?
That's not for me. Mm. No, because I have my fields up, my walls up. I'm kind of like that. And I'm from Nashville, where you talk to anyone for any reason. You like smile and, hey, how you doing? Like, you're talking to anyone. But I don't like that.
You don't like what?
I don't like the, now that you can handle my shit talk, you want to ride home? I'll do this. Whoa. Give me my drink. I'll drink it. That's all.
And you
I
know
need.
What? If you acted like that, they'd be like, I'm.
Oh, but see, I would never say that because that's rude. I'm just like, can you just leave me to my own devices?
Tough.
I'll leave your walls. I'm not touching your walls.
That's a good,
touch my walls.
That's a good question of like, what states in the U.S. are the polar opposites mm-hmm. in a way that one, if you go from living in one state and move to another, you're going to have the hardest time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because some states you probably could like transfer over.
Honestly, when I moved to California, I struggled really hard. Yeah. I was like, everyone walks so fucking slow in the grocery store. I'm like, move. Hello. Move your body. That's what I wanted to say. I wanted to be like, you need to move your body. In Trader Joe's, they're just like,
people.
I'm just like,
no,
move your 100%. Fucking body. And also drive. Drive like you have a purpose. Why are you driving just for drive?
What?
You have somewhere to go.
I don't know if I agree. I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like LA drivers absolutely know where they want to go when
they're
driving.
I think they are.
slower, but it's kind of
slow. Kind of, LA drivers are slow.
I feel like compared to Boston, Boston's like, phew, and you're just like, okay, but at least it's like, well, you had somewhere to go. Whereas LA, they're just like,
huh,
turning here, and I'm gonna turn here, and what do we want for dinner? I've gotten used to it.
That's kind of the whole vibe of LA, though, in general. Like, that's also the mindset of everyone.
I've gotten used to it, but it was really hard for me in the first year where everything was go, 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 go.
You gotta lay back. You gotta chill, man.
Yeah, dude. It's the beach.
Bro.
I do agree, though, about the grocery store. I've noticed I have bad luck, and maybe it's just how people are, of people being so unaware of their surroundings that you'll be walking and someone will be in front of you and they'll just kind of stop.
Yep.
And they're just kind of like looking around and you're like,
yep.
I know when someone's behind me. I'm like, do I just have like a spider sense that most people don't have? But I'm like, why are people just stopping? And what I have really bad luck with is when I'm on an escalator and someone's in front of you on the escalator, they get off the escalator and then they just stop.
They don't move to the side.
And they just kind of look around and you're like,
yeah.
What the fuck?
Go.
That's every day.
I want to, at my worst moments, I want to then somersault down the escalator and just knock them over like a rolling pin.
That would hurt your head.
I would hurt myself in the process of getting my frustrations out.
Be fine in Boston.
But when people just stop, I'm like, why are you stopping?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Why are you stopping?
Why are you stopping?
I also feel like states versus states is weather. Like, someone from California going to
that's true. They don't have to hurry. Oh, there's no rain coming. There's no rain coming.
Yeah, of course.
And it's just like
it's not cold outside.
There's
why do
nothing
I have to
that's going to happen in California.
Well,
hardly anything ever. I mean,
minus
this year.
Slides.
Okay, well, this year we had actually so much fucking rain.
We did have so much rain.
But we had more rain this year than we've had in like the last 15 years that I've lived here.
Like,
I'm used to in LA the weather being the same all year round. It's hot and then it's not hot. It's never anything other than that.
I would say the one time the weather like really got me like, oh, fuck, this year was in May. And I know that rain is a potential, but our like 3 days before our wedding, they were like, oh, it's going to downpour on your day. And we were getting married at noon. And I was like, the thing is when you plan your own wedding, you do not think about weather. It's the last thing on your thing. And then
because you can't control it.
You can't control it. And I was like, I love rain. Why? I hate that I'm getting upset about rain. And it made me go into this whole psychological bullshit about weddings and like, fuck this. It's too much pressure for one day. So I let it go. I was like, you know what? If it rains, great, fine, whatever. And the night before, we had a rehearsal dinner on the beach and it downpoured. And it was the best thing that could have ever happened because H got one little tent and the entire party, which was smaller, was all under a tent, dancing to Beyonce, dancing to music, and just having the best time ever.
There you go.
And that was the night before the wedding. And it was like so connecting.
And then the wedding day, it didn't rain.
Was stunning.
You got the rain.
After
the
rain,
yeah.
It was stunning. It had just rained. Everything was bright green.
Ooh.
And then H last minute got like a white carpet thing, which made it just shine and shimmer. So it literally looked like everyone was shining with like light.
It was
the best thing
ever. They probably
were. They were shining.
Everyone was shining.
So yeah, weather. Weather.
No.
We're talking about weather on the podcast.
Weather.
No.
Weather.
But it does affect you.
I'm just thinking about this year and like all, I definitely feel like this year was like a rebirth year for a lot of people. Like
sure.
Like it was like death, rebirth, like major splits.
People have talked about it being like the end of and I know like it's not necessarily over, but it feels like a blip. Like it feels like this year was when we awakened from lockdown in March of 2020.
You're right.
Yes.
Like it's like, oh, time feels like it's moving forward again.
Yeah.
And rapidly. And
rapidly.
Yeah. It's just like, I do feel like I look back and I'm like, did I grow from 2020 to 2022? And I'm like, I don't know. But I do feel like I've grown this year. And
I grew.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to date now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been ready to date this whole year.
Have you been have you just not been, or have you?
No, I've been trying, Shane. I've been out here trying.
What's like the biggest thing that you feel like, if you could say like one word, like what's the biggest thing that you're like, ooh, I learned this? Mine is boundaries.
Ooh.
Oh, that might be mine too.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good. Boundaries.
Walls.
You learned walls?
Same thing.
Mm. Well.
Same thing.
Yeah.
I think me, it's a little bit of acceptance and humility of like, of or just.
Okay, you get one word, Shane.
I know.
Pick.
I think.
We went without one word.
I think less. Like, I think the beginning of the year and why I did stick to a lot of things longer was because I was like, a lot of years, my resolutions are like, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do this. And it's like big, I think big. Mm. And this year I went small and I'm like, I can just do a little thing every day. I think acceptance is a little bit of just like, hey, I can't do everything that I want or that I expect of myself. And I think it's also been a giving up. I think this show has helped me with this too. And we've had a lot of episodes geared towards this of like a lot of my goals and a lot of what I think I want out of life are like, oh, I should be this, or I should be able to do this, or I should do that thing. And it's not coming from a place of like desire and fun and want. It's from like, oh, I should be able to do that. Like, and it's a more societal view and it's egotistical in a way. And I think something that has been like an underlying theme on this show is motivating people to do the things they want to do. Like allowing, like, what is your real passion in life? And part of that is also like, do I really want this thing? And like a lot of it has been letting go of things and going, oh, I actually don't know if I want that enough. But I think I'm so conditioned. And I don't know by what. I don't know if it's where I live. I don't know if it's being in this entertainment industry or being a dude or whatever has conditioned me to go, you should want more. You should be doing more. And you should be working harder. And at a certain point, I go, wait, I should take things off my plate.
Yeah.
Yes, because there's no way that you can follow your passions or your happy moments.
If you're depleted.
If you're depleted, and you have way too much on your plate. It's like someone being like, hey, last minute thing, do you want to go out and explore or go see a show or whatever? Ugh. And you have 100 things on your list or you're
so
exhausted.
I'm so bad at saying no.
I used to be really bad and I've gotten better. Are you still bad?
Boundaries,
I'm so much better because of boundaries. And I'm like, I even sometimes I'll be like, yes, earlier in the day. And then when I get done here, I'll have to be like,
no.
I am so sorry. That was a previous Chance that sent that text. He no longer feels this way. Like, he needs to sleep.
We also have to remember, like, in order to keep up stamina in our job, in our work that is very connected to people and community and entertainment, it's so important for us to set a boundary with social situations so we can recharge, at least for me. Like, and I think what I'm going to try to do in the next year is not set up these aggressive goals for myself. Instead, try to keep it more open-ended because I could have never planned where this year was going to go. So trying to keep it more open-ended in the fact that, like, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to do my best in those moments when I can rest. I'm going to rest because I know good things are coming.
Yeah.
You know?
Gifting yourself something.
Yeah, good things, wild things, hard things.
It makes me also think something to be completely transparent with our audience. As of recording this right now, and we've been recording things kind of in advance. We do that towards the end of the year because leading up to the holidays, we try to take a break. We have filmed so much shit. I am not kidding. I think I have filmed, like, we've been filming videos every day.
Every day.
For over a month.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. More than a month.
Like... I don't know. I can't calculate.
If we're not filming, we're planning and organizing and getting ready to film. Or we're having meetings about what we're going to film.
Right, but even those days are few and far between lately. I think we've truly been filming
so
stuff.
Much.
I have been on camera every day for like a month. I mean, truly, and we, there's been we've because now we've been on sketches on the main channel. I don't know if they're out by the time this airs or not. But we've got those. We've got
Smosh Mouth,
the whole Smosh Mouth stuff all the time, and we've got and tons of Pit and Games.
Tons
video
of Pit and
outside
Games.
Of that, it's been so much, and all of that at the same time. We were leading up to the live show. We were doing that.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been insane, and I reached points, and it was really tough for me because I felt like a failure. But I reached points where I was like, I need to ask for help more. And I need to delegate more, and I need to accept that I'm like, oh, I don't have the time.
That is a healthy thing, and like, that is what people in power
do. That's boundaries.
Do. Yeah, need and, to do, have to do.
And yes. Kiana,
you can't do everything yourself.
Kiana and Selena have helped me out a ton
yep.
with this, because, you know, we record this, but we also try to pre-produce, like, what are we going to talk about on these episodes?
Yep.
And we're trying to get farther ahead on that. And also, once we film them, we need to, give notes on the edit and stuff, and I'm just like, oh, I actually do not have an hour this week to review it. It's like,
and we do all that work so that when we're here, we're just relaxing. Like when we're here, we're able to just talk and chat and connect. Mm-hmm. It's like we do all this and prep work.
But we're towards the. I feel like we're coming towards. I feel like I see the finish line now.
Yeah,
because we still have a bunch of stuff to shoot. As of recording this. We still have more stuff to shoot, but it's getting close to the end.
Yeah,
and I'm like, okay, I can picture that, I can see that, and I can have fun.
2023 has just been a wild year.
It has been a wild year.
It has been a wild year, and also it's been wild not just in our lives; it's been wild on the internet.
Oh my god!
I mean, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. They are together,
I guess. How are you
starting with
that?
I mean, they're together, I guess. I don't know why, but I secretly think someone's paying him to be with her. Is that weird?
Why do
you think that?
No, that's not. I don't know.
You don't think it's real? Look, if you want to end 2023 with that hot take, that's fine.
My hot take is that their relationship is really helping out his career and his brother's podcast, and I think I have a hot take.
But
that
listen, if they like each
they
other,
they both have won Super Bowls. Right.
Listen. I bet they really like each other. Okay, that was just my little fun hot take.
Like she gets to like be with someone that she like. Maybe it is just a publicity stunt. But if she likes spending time with him, she likes spending time.
Have you seen his tweets? Have you heard about this?
No.
Oh my god. Travis Kelce's had, this is weeks old by the time this is airing. He's had a bunch of resurfaced tweets from like 2009 to 2012. And the dude is just a vibe. The dude literally has a tweet where he's just like, yo, I just gave a squirrel a whole piece of bread and he fucking crushed it. This guy is crazy. Haha. Like, that's the type of tweets that he was tweeting. Or he'd be like, nap time, all caps. This is from like 2010. That's like, crazy. This guy was truly just like, he's just a dude.
This is when
he's a Ken. Like, he's full on Ken energy. And so people are like, wow, he's just some guy.
He's just
like,
Ken.
Truly.
Everyone's just some guy.
Yeah, he's just like hanging
out.
Wow. No, I actually, look, as a fan of football, and I like Taylor's music. I believe in it.
Okay.
But maybe by the time we air this, does 2023 end with them breaking up?
I don't know.
That'd be so sad.
I don't know.
They are probably the biggest couple of 2023.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, Jaded Pinkett Smith, who won't stop interviewing
God.
About
Enough.
Who she used to
my
date.
My Uber last night was
God
playing
damn.
A Jaded Pinkett Smith interview in my Uber, and I was like, what? Why
Enough
are we playing this
with
baby?
Her interviews.
With
did
her
you
interviews.
Also hear that she dated Tupac?
Yeah, she's like, it was the love of my life.
I gotta be honest. Look, she makes the headlines.
But
she
nobody
the
wants
headlines.
Them.
I know.
How does she profit off of this?
I feel like people watch the
show.
I feel like people watch the
show.
I feel like, I got to be honest, it reminds me of like when we've made up segments. You know when we say blatant lies
yes.
and we just
like,
say insane
yeah,
shit?
Yeah, I used to date Tupac.
It's just like she just will say the craziest thing. Every headline I see that has Jada Pinkett Smith in it is always the most insane thing I've ever heard in my life. And then I'm like, all right, I'm not going to listen to the show, but it makes me, for a second, I go,
so true.
Well, I should hear more about this.
Yeah, so.
I mean, maybe none of it's real. What if the whole thing is fake?
Good for her.
I sometimes believe that with celebrities. I'm sometimes like, I don't believe a single thing. It's
all
an act. What's it's all a character.
Fake?
What if it's all a character? I don't know. But no, the slap was
Oh, Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello.
Are they still together?
No, they broke up this year. He has a new girlfriend.
He has a new girlfriend?
Yeah, I saw pictures of them on the beach via people.com.
That's insane.
You go to people.com?
Here's a little dirty little
Amanda,
secret.
Amanda, do you...
Amanda. Here's my jaw drop. Should I just do it earlier?
Do it early.
I have a jaw drop. Okay. I am subscribed to people.com.
Oh.
I am disgusting.
Oh.
And I get their emails.
Oh, my God.
And I will go on people.com and read all the top headlines. And I don't know why, because I get mad almost every time I click it, but I can't stop.
Amanda.
I'm addicted.
Amanda.
I am addicted. And you know what? Megan and Harry, you know, Megan's not going back. She's not going back. She's done with the royals for good.
Okay.
Did you know that?
Can we get...
Did you know that Megan is done?
We need assistance.
Did you know?
I
can tell you all about it. And did you know that Oprah found the best Amazon Prime deals for Christmas? Did you know that? Well, she did.
This is awful. This is the worst.
That's my jaw drop.
This is the lowest point of
my
2023.
Dropped,
you actively
my standards
type in.
Of you have dropped.
You go to the search bar and you type in people.com.
No, I don't go to the search bar. It comes through my mail.
Stop. Don't pull it up right now.
It comes through my email.
We don't want to
see
that.
People news alert.
Stop.
People, Hulk Hogan's son was arrested.
Hulk Hogan?
Amanda.
Kate Middleton's dance moves goes viral on TikTok.
Enough.
God.
The dancing
Enough.
Queen. Travis Kelce, who's all on my page, talks the scrutiny of dating Taylor Swift. He says he's not running away from any of it. Fail.
He's running into the end zone. No, Amanda, this is actually the worst thing I've ever learned about anyone.
I think I agree.
I really am.
Guys, it's pretty fun. I get to see pictures of Austin Butler and Kaia Gerber walk hand in hand in New York City.
And who?
Okay.
Cindy Crawford's daughter.
Why do what kind of joy does this bring you? You said it frustrates you.
You don't have a Twitter.
It makes me feel it's fun. Okay? It's a mom thing that I want to do.
Okay.
All right? It's like reading the Star magazine but worse.
It's way worse.
It's way worse than the Star?
I don't know what the Star is, honestly.
No, well, you haven't lived. You haven't gone to Gelson's.
When was the last time you bought a People magazine?
No, I don't do that.
Okay.
Because I don't want any evidence.
Okay, thank God.
It has to be on my phone, and then I quickly...
The evidence
quickly
that you're just
away.
Putting out right. there on the internet.
Right.
Well, Hulk
you
Hogan's
told,
son was arrested. You're welcome.
You're telling hundreds of thousands of people this information,
Also,
Amanda.
For what?
No, I don't. I'm too
okay.
nervous.
Sorry. This
don't
is how they get you.
Know.
This is how they get you.
See,
I
don't want
to. Are you
know.
Interested?
No.
If you want a subscription.
I'm not interested. I've never been less interested.
Well, you know.
On the other hand, I've read many books this year.
Whoa! Well, good.
What
books?
What was a good one?
I could pull it up. I could list. I could. I have a.
Make
have
me
a
believe
Google
that this is more exciting than people.com.
I have a Google sheet of all the books. I haven't updated it, but I a Google sheet of books, movies, and TV shows that
you
I was trying
write
to keep. I was trying to
all your.
You
Whoa. Google.
Let me explain.
All your consumed.
I told Kiana that I was like another one of my goals this year that I didn't really. I mean, I did a little bit was to get better at Google Sheets. I'm very insecure about my technical prowess, especially when it comes to like things that are more business savvy. And you know, here at Smosh, we really like Google Sheets. We use them for a lot of planning and stuff. But I have all my books that I read this year. I am at. I'm trying to think. There's some that I haven't added, so I think I could. I by this point, when this is airing, I might have reached about 30 books this year.
Wow.
That's pretty good. Some of them are pretty big books. I read a book called She Who Became the Sun. That's a good fantasy historical fiction.
You read Song of Achilles?
I didn't read that this year, but I've read that book.
Oh,
okay.
I
want to
read
that book.
I read it.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was incredible.
Because I read Cersei. Loved Cersei.
That's one of my favorite authors. Madeline
She's from
Miller.
Boston, Mass.
Okay. Oh, now I'm going to picture them all with Boston accents.
No.
Oh God!
Keep going.
I'm just gonna say some like standouts from this year. I'm not gonna say every single one.
Stuart Little.
I read Stuart Little. Oh, one of my favorite books this year was called, it's called Piranesi by Susanna Clarke.
Pira what?
Piranesi. Okay. Or Piranesi. I don't know, but it's very
Persephone?
Cool.
No.
No. No. But really good book. Highly recommend that. Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow.
Yeah, you were talking about that.
By Gabrielle Zevin. That could be number one. That book is unbelievable.
Ooh.
So good. I finished the Three Body Problem series. So I read the last book is called Death's End. That's incredible sci-fi series. That's now, I think, going to be on Netflix. By
wow.
this point. But that book was really cool, but very weird. Read a lot of Berserk, which is a manga.
Wow. Mm. Yes.
Amanda, I know you're a big fan of those.
I am.
You love mangas.
Big time.
Yeah.
Love it.
What's your favorite manga?
Avatar: The Last Airbender.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the fans are going to love that you just
Shut
said that.
Your mouth.
You know what I
want to do? So I'm people.com. Shane is books.
Yeah.
And chances.
I'm going to pick my favorite movie from this year.
What's your
favorite movie that you consumed?
Let me see.
Oh, and lastly, I'll say Babel by R.F. Kuang is a really great
Ooh.
Book.
Ooh.
If that, you don't that, have that, the AMC.
Oh, and I have my movies here, too. I have, I got to say, I think by this point I can safely say I think Barbie was my favorite movie of the year. And that was another thing this year. Barbenheimer was fucking crazy, dude.
Barbenheimer, I think that couple
I talk,
will last.
I was afraid. I made a couple jokes, but I overall avoided trying to talk too much about current movies and TV shows during the strike.
Yeah, me too.
Which was tough, you know.
Even though I was dressed as the nun.
I just want to make fun of movies sometimes, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to promote them. I just want to make fun of them. But Barbenheimer was huge, and I did go see Barbie and Oppenheimer opening weeks.
Oh, I didn't see them opening weeks, but I saw
I saw Oppenheimer the following week.
Wow.
I saw Barbie first and then Oppenheimer.
So what's your biggest thing that you consumed this year?
My biggest thing?
Or biggest
Movies.
Movie? Top.
My favorite movie, this is crazy.
Okay.
Besides Across the Spider-Verse, because I'm
that movie to rocked that. Too.
It was spectacular. I'm going to go with Megan.
Wow.
Oh, I kind of
I respect that.
I kind of have to
phenomenal.
Side with you on that. I thought it was so good.
It was so unique.
Very fun.
It was very fun.
I have a better movie though that I thought.
Okay.
I
just saw Saltburn as well.
Ooh, I really want to see that.
Woo.
It was the woman who wrote Emerald. She wrote Emerald Chanel. She wrote Promising Young Woman and she won an Oscar
Jesus.
For it and she was literally filming The Crown and pregnant. When she accepted that Oscar. Or no, she was filming The Crown when she did Promising Young Woman and accepted the Oscar when she was pregnant.
God, that movie
and
rough.
And did Saltburn.
Yeah.
How was Saltburn?
It was really, really insane. And I loved it.
Okay, insane.
Yeah. Mm. I just didn't know. I kind of knew where it was going, but I didn't know where it was going. That's all I'll say about that.
And then the other, what was the one you just said? I'm sorry.
Megan.
Yeah.
So good.
See, the movie that I think is number two for me. Talk to me, dude.
I agree.
Talk to me was, I thought, was so original and
I
so cool.
I loved Talk to Me.
I was a big fan.
I didn't see it.
I was just a big
I don't
fan
like
of
horror movies.
You don't like horror
oh,
movies?
Yeah.
Well, I guess Megan was not really a horror
no,
movie.
Megan felt more like a thrill. It felt like fun. It was campy.
It was
Talk
campy,
to Me is a great
campy.
Horror movie. And then, you know, those blockbuster horror movies, The Nun 2, The
see,
Exorcist.
Those are the horror movies that I'm not. Really, gunning for.
Oh,
I'm not
so
like
fun.
I'm not like a horror movie person, but there's occasionally, I think it's like A24 horror movies that I'm like, okay, hell yeah.
Artsy.
Because it's artsy and it's weird, and they're often like a very original. I'm like, I don't want to know what's going to scare me necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, when I see like The Nun 2, and I'm like, okay, that thing's going to jump out at me for 2 hours. Nah. But Talk to Me, I was like, I don't know what this is.
I really like Talk to Me. I will say I did see Killers of the Flower Moon, and I know it's like 4 hours long, but I was really, really into it because I thought the story was really in-depth, really good, also heartbreaking. But I really enjoyed, you know, what Martin Scorsese had to say about art during the strike. And I really enjoyed just the time and energy that was spent on that film.
Yeah.
Like the research, all those extras are actually, you know, from the indigenous tribe. Like I actually enjoyed that part about the movie. I just don't understand why movies need to be so long. Like I just...
Not all movies. Not all movies are. I mean,
I struggle with really long movies. I think that we need like an intermission.
Sure. If it's 3 hours,
I think an intermission
is fine.
This was
3 hours and 45 minutes. Pretty positive.
Oh my god.
No, yeah, it was almost
4 hours.
Yeah,
I think that's fair because movies used to be longer, but they would have an intermission. I think movies are.
Just put the toilet in my seat.
Yeah.
Put the toilet in your seat?
So if there was a movie theater that was all toilets.
Could you imagine that someone's just like.
Welcome to the Ark Shite Theater.
Could you imagine it's just like, how dare you? And it's like.
Dude, can you stop? Can you stop?
Who's farting?
Oh, what? So they have toilets so I can't shit right here?
It's not a fart if I'm shitting.
And then you flush?
They're just flushing.
Think about the pod is we always go to farts. We always land on farts and poops.
Oh, I need to get the fart machine back. The fart machine was entirely just this year.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was also
I haven't seen it yet.
It was. Yeah. It's in the same style as Across the Spider-Verse.
Shit was good this year. I will admit.
It was also bad.
This was the year. This was the year where I think I finally hit my Marvel Star Wars.
That's
burnout.
What I was just thinking.
Oh,
I hit my point.
Done.
And I was
abysmal.
I was committed to it. I wouldn't say that I was like a super fan.
It was.
But I was committed. I love a cinematic. I love a connected story. And whenever there's like, oh, do you need this to back up that information? I'm a big fan of that.
It takes with shows teamwork. And
stuff. But it hit the point where I was like, okay.
Just over it, dude.
This is not enticing
so
anymore.
So bad.
It's
not it didn't
over
feel
it.
Like it was.
It's exhausting.
It felt like it stopped being original. And it started to feel like. I compared it to like Law and Order or CSI, where I'm just like, all right, this is just feeling like watching an episode of a show where it's not going to build upon itself, and it's just kind of not
again?
Going anywhere. Episodic.
Procedural.
Procedural.
What
it started
I will
feeling
say,
too procedural to me, and I was like, I don't care anymore.
What I will say is that Loki season 2 had me by the balls.
Really?
Okay. Because I haven't watched it yet.
I thought Loki season 2 was good, but I thought it was a little slow.
It was a little slow.
Okay.
It was a little slow, and
I still
even
appreciated
in episode
it.
4, I'm like, okay.
I still appreciate
it. Are we
going
to get
though.
To it? And then when we got to the last episode, I was like, okay, payoff. Great.
Payoff
got it.
Was good.
Got it.
Oh. Just makes me think of another movie that I really liked from this year. And I think this is what I'm eager for is more just original shit or just a new thing.
Okay.
Is the Dungeons and Dragons movie. I thought
it was so fun.
I thought it rocked.
Yeah,
I was just like, hell yeah.
That movie
man.
Was good.
And I'm also down. I think we're also at the end of the phase that's been going on for like 10 to 15 years of like, I don't need to see dark, gritty shit anymore. I'm down for some happy,
yep.
like happy ending stories. And Dungeons and Dragons, I was like, hell yeah.
I totally disagree.
Silly
I love,
fun.
Give me dark, give me gritty.
Dude, like I was, look, shit. I was.
I like when you have both because you don't know which one you're going to get.
I was a diehard Game of Thrones and Breaking Bad fan. But I think like
yes,
I got
I
that
agree.
For so long that I'm like, okay, I'm down for some just fun.
Yeah.
Like Barbie felt like that. I was like, it's fun.
Also, I'm down for some romance. Where is
I know,
the
dude.
Romance?
Where is the romance?
There's like no, they did Lady Chatterley's Lover on Netflix and it was a bust because their chemistry was just off. Do you guys know that movie? Probably not.
I've read the book.
It's their third round of the movie and it's a very sexy, wonderful movie. And I'm like, where is the romance? Mm. Anyways, so you guys know my jaw drop. My jaw drop was people.com.
That is an insane fucking fact.
So as an end segment to this, I want to hear your guys' jaw drop to a wild year of 2023.
My jaw drop was at VidCon. And, and
tea?
A little bit of tea. Me and... Aaron, there was these decorations.
Oh, I know
outside
this.
Of the.
I know this.
There were these decorations outside of the
too,
bar.
Decorations.
They were decorations. One of them happened to be a keg.
That's not a decoration. I mean, it is a decoration, but. It's
and
a
so
keg.
Me and keg at me and keg me and
me and keg
me and Aaron were like, can we get this keg? Like, can we get this keg? Can we physically get this keg? Because like everything was like up for grabs, kind of, sort of.
It was kind of like,
no,
grabs.
It wasn't.
It was if you were a feature creator, if you wanted something.
No.
It was like, well.
No.
Well.
We're stealing the bar stools. Let's go.
Let me make it clear. VidCon does not have the rule of featured creators can
steal stuff. No. I'm not stealing anything. And we did borrow a keg. For a minute, we named it, we took care of it, we took great care of it, and we put it back where we got it.
Okay,
from.
That's funny.
See?
It's funny to me if you put it back.
We didn't steal
right
shit.
You didn't know this?
I knew it. I didn't know that you put it back.
Oh,
that
yeah.
That makes it funny.
They babysat it for a second.
I remember when you guys had it, and I was like,
oh, it's
been
the night in our room. It's been the night.
I was like, what? Oh,
we named him Jacoby Keg.
Now, I knew it was something.
Wait, you named him what?
Jacoby Keg Michael Myers.
That's so stupid.
Oh, my God.
I will say, looking at this keg, I was like, nobody's missing this.
No.
Like, it's a decoration that they absolutely threw away.
It was. It
was
empty.
That weekend was
100%.
Over. But the fact that you put it back is so funny.
And it was harder to put it back than it was to take it.
You know there's some worker who's like, wait, that was gone. No, it's bad.
It's bad.
What the hell's going on?
It's just a minor injury.
No, they were stoked that it was gone because like, sweet, I don't have to throw that one away.
That's so funny.
Then it came back and they're like, God dang it.
That's
so
funny.
It was harder to put back.
Way
than it was
harder to
take.
Put back because like to take it was just like, okay, we're just gonna go. But then to put it back, it's like, wait, why did they just put that? Where did that come from? No one has said anything, but
and no one ever will.
And no one ever
except
will.
For right now.
Except for right now.
Jaw drop. Listen, you borrowed it, you babysat it, you gave it a night out.
We did give it, and you know
and
what?
And you named it.
It deserved a night out.
And it deserved a night
and
out.
And now it's probably in the trash.
And now it's in the trash.
I really wanted to keep it.
Well, that is a jaw drop. Even though I knew about it, it's still a jaw drop.
Still a jaw drop.
This is more a jaw drop for viewers. And maybe for them, it won't even make their jaw drop. Whatever. I had a game night with friends, with a couple friends recently. And I realized at it, because we played like Clue. And we played like Uno.
One of my favorite games.
I realized it's the only time this year where I've played board games off camera.
Wow.
But and I realized I hardly play board games outside of here. Like, I think in my lifetime, or at least in the past 10 years, I have played like a board game. I think it's like less than 10 times.
What? I'm a board game person.
I do love board games. It just doesn't happen that often in
my life.
That's
crazy.
I've played so many board games, but I've played almost all of them on camera here at Smosh.
That's wild.
How crazy is that,
right?
That's
crazy.
And I like I said, I love them. But it just doesn't. It's just not something that happens that often in my life. That's just not what my friends and I do.
I think when you're playing them so much on camera, you don't want to go home and play a board game. But
exactly.
What's crazy is I love board games so much, and then when I got here, it changes. It's a different way to play a board game because we're having fun, but it's for content and it's cameras and but it's still so fun.
It was so weird playing Clue where I'm not worried about like what I'm saying and stuff, so I actually got to sit there and be like, okay, let me look at this really quick, and I was like, oh, this is weird where I can actually like focus.
Is it less fun or more fun?
It's a different experience.
Yeah.
It's more fun in the I get more into the challenge and the puzzle of it, and that's not to say I'm not trying to actually play the game and win when we're playing it here. I absolutely am, but you're more you have more energy and you got to play it at a faster pace.
Yep.
But I don't know. It's truly an equal trade off.
Mm.
But wow. I don't know. Maybe we should try to have more game nights outside of work next year.
Jaw drop, baby.
Yeah, that's my jaw drop.
So if we were to attach one word to 2023 and one word to 2024, hopefully, what would it be?
So my walls.
Yours is walls and.
Okay, let me think. Grace.
Oh.
I think that's
Walls and Grace.
I think Grace is
Grace Wall one. Sounds like an old 40s.
I'm Grace Walls.
Walls and Grace for Chance.
Shad. I think for this year it was acceptance for me personally.
Mm-hmm.
I think next year what I want it to be is like passion.
Nice.
That's what I want.
I think that's good.
Dangerous.
I think that's good.
Dangerous.
I know. But also, but the combination with acceptance.
Sounds like a Sith.
Yes.
I think that's good.
Yes.
Mine would be this year was boundaries. And I think next year, I feel like this year was a very intense year in an amazing way. But I think boundaries for this year and play for next year.
Whoa.
Play for 2024.
Well, that's pretty great.
Yeah.
That's
where I'm at.
Play.
Play.
Okay.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Bye, 2023 and everyone else.
Bye.
Do you really think people.com is bad?
It's so bad. It's really embarrassing.
But it's so exciting. Do you want to read the other?
I really don't.